Let's join Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description for a look at some audio-described forthcoming highlights. Anne, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, lovely to be with you again, Alan.
Now, we've got some theatre stuff. We've even got some movie stuff to talk about and an outdoor festival as well. So let's dive straight into the theatre, first of all. Going to start with one I've not heard of, Anne. It's Top Girls.
Top Girls is by a writer called Carol Churchill. I think it was first done about 40 years ago. And the production that I remember then took various famous women from history and gathered them together around a dinner table, which made for interesting conversation. So this is the same play, but the writer has adapted it and brought it more up to date. So this will be the premiere of this new version of her play. It's the sort of play that gives you plenty to think about, plenty to ponder over, and a good one to listen to. Lots of ideas within it, lots of dialogue to follow. But with the audio description, we always try and make clear who is speaking, who's on the stage, just to make it that much easier to follow. So Top Girls is on at Liverpool. It's actually at the Everyman Theatre, and that's on the 23rd of March, and it's a 7:30 show, and we anticipate that the touch tour, where we take you on stage, you get to feel some of the costumes, the scenery, and normally in Liverpool, most of the cast come and say hello as well. So it's a real friendly and fun occasion. So we anticipate that will be at 6:30, but we do recommend that with all our shows, if you're booking for the touch tour, just make sure that we've got contact details for you, because sometimes we have to bring the touch tour forward or push it back a little bit, and that way we can let you know.
Brilliant. We will give some contact details a little bit later, Anne. Let's go on to a Shakespearean classic. I remember this one from high school reading, Anne.
Yes, this is The Merchant of Venice. It's got a new interpretation, I guess the right word would be. This is being performed at Home Manchester, a place where they have an art gallery, and we're doing an audio described tour there soon. It also has a cinema, and at the cinema they show a lot of films with audio description, and they've got a couple of theatres as well, and they've got a bar and they serve food, so everything's going on there. And this stars Tracy Ann Oberman, and as I said, a new interpretation, because she is going to be playing Shylock. People may know her from EastEnders, from Doctor Who, from Friday Night Dinner, but it looks like it's going to be a really interesting and gripping production, and they're setting it in 1936. So a very key period in history, especially for Jewish people, leading up to the Second World War. So I think that will give another take, another layer of resonance to the themes within the play.
Shylock, the money lender, wasn't he? I will have my pound of flesh. See, it's stuck in there somewhere, all that learning back at high school. Let's go to the BFI now. This is new.
This is the British Film Institute, which is on the South Bank in London. And they have a film festival coming up, and they have some short films. So some are only about 8 minutes long. Some are 15 minutes long. So I think it's great that the BFI are putting pressure or encouraging the artists, the filmmakers, when they submit their films, to ensure that they are accessible, complete with an audio description track, captions and subtitling for hearing impaired people. So some are more fantastical, some are more everyday. There's one that I've really enjoyed, which is called The Last Cowboy in Salford. And it's about a young Jewish lad who is attacked and hit on the head. And as a result of that attack, he believes he is a cowboy. And so he goes riding through the rainy streets of Salford dressed as a cowboy. So they're all kind of quirky and really interesting and all very, very different.
Now, for the dates for those films, and I know you're going to let people know when they will be coming out. We'll give the details on how, again, people can get in touch with you in a couple of minutes. We're going to finish off, though, with a big event in Hull.
Yes, since Hull was City of Culture, they've really been very creative and imaginative in providing arts for the people of Hull and beyond. And they quite often have these big outdoor events. So on the 18th of March from 7 o'clock onwards, it's called the Freedom Festival. And it sounds like there are going to be all kinds of things happening. We have provided audio description for these in the past. So the way we do it is we give a meeting point, everybody comes along, but I actually have a microphone and people have headsets so they can hear me over background noise, the music, the chatter, because they tend to be very busy and well attended. So we make our way around the city centre, stopping off at and visiting various events on the way. So these might include short archive films, which are projected. They might include little concerts, musical events, light installations, particularly light displays on the side of the building, which really bring the buildings to life at night time. And also all around the city, there are going to be these huge inflated sculptures which glow with different coloured light. So plenty to challenge an audio describer on that night, and just plenty going on. And there's always like a really good vibe, a good feeling as you walk around. And it's fun because almost everywhere you turn, you go around a corner and you come across something new, something different. And hoping we have a lovely dry evening, if we could please, on the 18th of March.
Yes, please stay dry. You're incredibly busy through the year and even beyond. But if people would like more information on some of the stuff we've been talking about, or even would like to look ahead to some of the forthcoming events, how do they do that?
The best way is probably to go to the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And there's a contact us section on there. We've got a calendar of events, as you say, Alan, right through this year and even into next. But we also put all of our information out on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts and on Mind's Eye Description on Facebook and Instagram. If you just want to click follow and keep in touch with us, then all of the news, including audio description for Hamilton, has just been announced in Manchester. So we do announce these things as soon as we know about them and try and keep everybody informed.
Fantastic. Fingers crossed again for a dry evening on the 18th of March in Hull. And we'll catch up with you again next month. But thanks for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.